Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 1st, 1977, in Bombay, India.
We are combination of matter and spirit. That spirit is Dibba, transcendent. Aparayam vitasu vidhime prakritinko, that is para-prakriti, superior. So there is a superior identity. And for understanding that superior identity, we require superior knowledge, not ordinary knowledge. Dibbhajnana hride prakasam. So this is the duty of the Guru to awaken that Dibbhajnana. Dibbhajnana. And because Guru enlightens that Dibbhajnana, he is worshipped. That is required. Modern are always, this is Maya, the Dibbhajnana is never manifested. They are kept in the darkness of Adibhajnana. Adibhajnana means, I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. This is Adibhajnana. The Atmabuddhi. The Shantabuddhi, Punapriti. I am not Dibbhajnana. So the beginning of Dibbhajnana is there when we try to understand that I am not this body. I am superior element. I am spirit soul. This is inferior. So, why should I remain in this inferior knowledge? We should not remain in this inferior. Inferior knowledge means darkness. Tamasi ma. The basic injunction is, don't remain in the inferior knowledge. Jyotirgama, come to the superior knowledge. So, to worship Guru means, because He gives us superior knowledge, not this knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life and defend. Generally, the political leaders, social leaders, they give this knowledge. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to defend. The Guru has no business with these things. He is the Bhogya, superior knowledge. And that is required. This human form of life is an opportunity to awaken that Dibbhajnana. It is a prakasha. And if he is kept in darkness about that Dibbhajnana, simply if he is trained up how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, how to do that, then life is wrong. There is a great loss. Mittu saṅsāra vatmani aprāpyam māṁ nivartante mittu saṅsāra vatmani. Very risky life if we do not awaken our Dibbhajnana. We should always remember it. Very risky life. Once again, thrown into the waves of birth and death, we do not know where I am going. Very serious. So this Krishna consciousness is Dibhogya. It is not ordinary knowledge. Everyone should try to understand this Dibhogya. Daivi Prakriti Masi. Therefore, one who is interested in this Dibhogya, he is called Daivi Prakriti Masi. From Daivi Dibha comes. Sanskrit word from Devi, Dibba, adjective. So, Mahatmanastamam prātha, Devi Pradhidhima. One who has taken to this, the Bhagyan process, is Mahatma. Mahatma is not made by stamping, for receiving knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex. That is not the definition in this Shastra. So Mahatma Sudhula. Bhavanam Janmanavanti Jnanamahan Mahatma Vasudeva Sarvami. So Mahatma. One who has got this Dibhagya, Vasudeva Sarvami. So that is Mahatma. But that is very, very otherwise. Mahatma like me, there are a lot of industry. That is there. So you should always remember this word, the Bhagyana Yudhika. And because the spiritual master enlightens the Bhagyana, one feels obliged to him. Jasya prasadat bhagati. So this Guru Puja essential, as the deity worship essential, it is not cheap adoration. It is the process of enlightening the Bhagya. Thank you very much.
For that.